meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, y'all. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is To Plenary Call number 45 on the 7th of January, 2019 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Lily, Chris, Alan, Catherine, and Stephanie. From ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste, Jackie, and Brenda, we have no observers. We do have apologies from Erica, Carlton, Dimitri, and Susan. Today's call will be recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking. Alan, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and it looks like it probably will be a relatively short call. The only item on the agenda was to discuss the changes that Lily had made to data accuracy and an overall status report of where we are and trying to figure out how we're going to get finished in time. As we sort of expected in the face-to-face, we have not had a lot of progress done. Jackie has been quite active in doing edits, but we have not had a lot of other action in the time since the face-to-face, and that unfortunately includes me as well. But we really do have a target which we have to come either meet or come very close to meeting. And with that, we'll, if we can formally start, I've just given the introduction, and I didn't ask, among other things, if there are any statements of interest changes. And there are none, so we will proceed. And Lily is on the call, and Lily, could I ask you to take us through the changes? The significant changes are around the recommendations in the report, and I'm hoping that Jean-Baptiste can put a copy up of the Google Doc or something similar to that. There is a pointer in the chat which people can bring up their own copies on. I don't know whether we can display it in the chat or not, in the Adobe Connect screen. And we are trying. And does Lily have speaking capabilities?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. So I'm going through the updates one by one. So
okay.
The first update is on page 6. If you can open the Google Doc, you can roll down to page 6.
And you've updated the tables there.
Yes, I updated one table and just included the figures from the cycle 6 of ARS phase 2 since the cycle 6 report was published in June last year. So it was before I finished my draft. So I just included the figures of cycle 6. It's not a significant change. So the next update is on page 8. It's also an update on the table. And actually, the table, I just intelled all the detailed figures from different cycles from phase 2 and make a comparison between different cycles. And since the compliance metrics have been published for cycle 5 and cycle 6. So I added cycle 5 and cycle 6. I also made a structure change for the table, and I included the closing reasons for tickets closed before first notice. So you can see the consistent closing reasons is who is
data. Lily, it's Alan. I have a question. When I looked at the statistics published by the ARS, and then I looked at number of tickets issued, they don't seem to correspond. The percentages of tickets issued of the 12,000 sampled is a different number than what the ARS claims are items that have accuracy errors. Did you ever look at that in any detail?
Sorry, I couldn't get the point.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact numbers, but there's something like if you look at for cycle five, if you look at the number of tickets issued, it's something like, 39%, I think. Whereas if you look at the cycle five report from the ARS, it says the number of errors is 32%. I don't remember the exact numbers, but something like that. They're not the same. And I'm wondering if you understand if you ever looked at what the difference was and why they were different.
I get what you mentioned, the difference between that. I will go back to the report to check why the difference generated. So the statistics cited here was from the web page or compliance metrics. I didn't refer back to the ARS report.
Okay, so you didn't really look at it yet. So, okay, that's something we could do. It's just I'm a little bit troubled when the two different reports for the same data seem to be indicating two different error rates. They're not different in a huge amount, but they're not the same. And I would have thought the number of tickets generated is exactly equal to the number of errors that they found. So,
okay,
all right.
I'll refer back to the report.
Okay.
And for the compliance metrics, it keep on changing. For the tickets was the ongoing processing, so the compliance metrics kept on changing. And I noticed the updates was stopped as October last year, since the ARS was suspended. So I just updated all the statistics have been published so far.
Okay, thank you.
So
sorry to interrupt.
This is the second. Okay, this is the second update. It's on page 8 to page 9. If you go through the Google Doc, you can see the updates. It's all about the facts. The third update is on page 11. From page 10 to page 11, there are several observations listed here. If you can go down to item 6. So it was referred back to the observations we highlighted last time before the previous recommendation. So there is a similarly anomalous result. Like the consistent percentage around 40% of ARS generated tickets closed with no action. I give a further clarification about the reason why there is no action. Well, it's due to the time window. I noticed that Jackie had a comment here to ask the review team to review the updates. And I'm not quite sure whether the language or text here reflects what you and Susan mentioned during the last face-to-face meeting. If you can take a look at here, Alan, that will be great.
Yeah. Jackie, you said your comment said review by me or the team. And I'm just wondering what was the overall, what's not clear to me from your comment, what the overall focus is, just that it's unclear and needs rewording, or is there some other issue? If you remember.
I believe, let's see here. I don't think that you and I reviewed that when we worked together. I think this is it may have just been just a general review of the wording in general. I don't think it was, like, confusing or anything like that.
Okay. I'll take a look at it then.
Okay.
Back to you, Lily.
So the fourth update is on page 17.
And this is the substantive one, I think.
This is relating to the problems or issues identified. I just made a change to the last point. Currently, the item was listed as 1.1.4.5. So I just changed the title. The accuracy reporting system has demonstrated RDS, who is accuracy concerns. And to further justify the title, I just listed the facts during the observations above. There are considerable errors generated tickets closed with no action, and there is considerable errors generated tickets lead to the WHOIS data updates or suspension. So there are still very deep concerns regarding the WHOIS data quality. And this also leads to the new recommendation.
Right. The part you deleted included a reference to the amount of time it takes from the time the data is first sampled until the time compliance looks at it. And if, with your permission, when I do the next level of editing, I'm going to put back a reference to that, because the new section now talks about the number that are closed and gives the reasons, but doesn't mention the time frame, which is one of the things driving the number of changes, that it could easily be a year from the time the data is actually sampled until the time compliance looks at it. So with your permission, I'll put back a reference to that time frame, because I think that's an important key to understanding why so there are so many changes.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Back to you.
So the last update is, if you go into page 18 to 19, so it's regarding the recommendation. So I just update the findings and the rationales for the recommendation. And maybe you or the whole team can review the text here, whether it's appropriate or precise.
Okay.
So I just update the finding and the rationale. For the rest part, for the impact of the recommendation or feasibility, I just want to finalize the findings or the recommendation in themselves, and then we can come back to the...
Yeah, of course, the feasibility, of course, is going to depend heavily on outcomes of the EPDP, and we don't know where that's going yet, but... Probably we need a reference to that.
Okay, for the EPDP reference, I also made it clear at the last point at the possible impact of GDPR and other applicable laws. It made it clear the ARS has been suspended due to the temporary specification, and the way forward is pending to the EPDP result.
Okay.
So that's all updates.
All right. Any questions for Lily? Comments? Thank you for doing that work. I'm afraid you're the only one who has on the team who has put that effort in on a timely manner. And this is, sadly, that includes me, but some of us, it's been an interesting holiday season. Any comments for Lily?
Never mind.
I see nothing. All right. We had no other items on the formal agenda, if I remember correctly. Sorry, I've just destroyed my copy of it. But we do have appended to the report, to the slides, the list of confirmed decisions and action items and actions that are pending. And I wonder if Jean-Baptiste or Jackie can take us through those.
And before we move on, can I please ask you, so what are the next steps for this recommendation that we just covered?
Well, Jackie and I we haven't done our review of it yet. And so that's going to be one more cleanup done. And then we'll go back to, what the overall intent is, Jackie and I started cleaning up the document that is accepting changes so that we have something that's a lot cleaner to look at. Right now, it's a real challenge to work on the document because there were so many pending changes on them. And so Jackie and I worked on several sections. She's continuing to do the changes associated with moving the reference material to the to an appendix. I'm going through the rest of the documents over the next few days and giving her notes so we don't have to do everything, together on a conference call. So the intent is hopefully sometime this week we will have a set of documents that are a lot cleaner than they were before and a lot easier for people to do their review. And plus I and the leadership team will be trying to go through some of these documents and identify things where we still feel there's significant overlap and duplication of information, so that either Jackie can do a redraft or the individual can do a redraft. So essentially, we're now going to be, once we finish the cleanup partway through this week, we're going to be in an editing phase where we're expecting both people within the individual teams and the team leaders to try to clean up their sections. And Jackie and I will be identifying sections that we think specifically need effort. So, I would like to think by the middle of next week, and that's going to be made difficult because two of us, both Stephanie and I, are on the EPDP next week, which is pretty well going to dominate our week. But nevertheless, I think by the middle of the month, we need to have a copy that's pretty clean so people can start doing detailed reading. Once we go over the action items right now, for those that are pending for people on this call, I think we need to do a realistic assessment over the next few days as to whether we're going to make the deadline or not, and if not, how do we extend it. I'm just worried due to a number of problems some of us have had, and some team members have been rather distracted by other non-RDS review team and non-EPDP things that we're not quite on the schedule we hope we were.
Thank you, Alan. And for this recommendation 5.1, do you want it to be circulated in its current state to the review team, since we're missing a few review team members for comments?
At this point, I think Jackie and I are making some changes in wording to other recommendations as well, not to change the intent, but to clarify them. And so I think it's going to be better if we defer that a little while and do them all right. At the same time. It's hard enough to get responses from people, and I think I prefer not to go to them five different times on five different specific things.
Sounds good. And the second thing I wanted to mention is that there is Stephanie in the queue, and she has several comments. I'm not sure whether
I see Stephanie's hand. We'll go to her now.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can you hear me now, or do I have to unmute again?
No, you're unmuted.
Oh, good. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Stephanie Perrin, for the record, I just wanted to ask a couple of things. I haven't done other than a glance at this at the moment. I do have an itch to edit and offer some proposals. When do you want that? Do you want it now or after you and Jackie go through and make the changes? You know, what's the most efficient way of operating here?
Are you talking about the whole document or a specific section?
The whole document. The whole document.
I guess what I would find best if you know what sections you're going to have specific significant comments on, let us know what they are, and we may spend less time, you know, fine tuning them. If it's just the whole document in general, I would hold off until probably immediately after the EPDP session.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll focus and go in on the ones where I think I can really contribute something substantive. The rest was more just to help with the kind of duplication issues and things like that, you know?
Yeah, actually, sure to the extent you have time between now and next week, going in at least adding comments on the sections that you think really need the work would probably be helpful, or ones that
okay,
you think
good.
You will be able to put something in. To go in and do fine editing before we finish our pass probably is not worth the effort. But identifying the sections you think really need it is, I think, is a good thing.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right, then, if we can go to the list of open action items.
Thank you, Alan. So just to review it quickly, so Susan had volunteered to work on the level of priorities, and just to mention that Volker is entering at WeConnect now. So Susan will evaluate each recommendation and define the priority level for each recommendation with some quick description. She will include a brief statement that refers to timing and vision for recommendation, while highlighting some of the dependencies, and make sure about the agreement to consider the 6-month silo window in assessment. Then on the report itself, Susan will look at the discussion on the board should negotiate. I think there was discussion to update these wordings with the report consistently, and this was on a few recommendations. On the executive summary itself, so there will be a section on the problems of the policy development process regarding a single RDS with. The review team needs to evaluate the recommendation numbering and add a potential explanation in the executive summary. There was also a section on the story of who is on ICANN's website. And Erica has to provide Jackie with the right content and references link so that the introduction section can be properly updated. In the background session, Alan and Jackie will review and modify the Who is background section. Under recommendation one strategic priority, so there was a decision reached to do a rewarding and reaffirmation of strategic priority in the implementation notes, add reference to stakeholder. Work should be interactive and board should not act unilaterally. Under action items, since the former board working group was dissolved, the recommendation should be reformatted to say any working group that is focusing on RDS issues should be made public and not make specific reference to a particular working group. Comments from the MCSG need to be updated to neutral instead of disagreement with the public comment summary. As per Dimitri's note, Catherine will report for this recommendation that legislative efforts are not enough. Under single who is policy, Jackie will work with you, Alan, to mention the problems of the policy development process regarding a single RDS who is to be placed in the executive summary. Under recommendation 3 outreach, Alan will update the language based on the GNRC comment on the section. On on the recommendation itself in this section, I can always change the public comment of NCSG to neutral if the comment is not already marked as such. Alan, to clarify what specific improvements we are currently looking for. For the second recommendation, Alan will work with Jackie on rewarding the recommendation to clearly articulate the need for outreach before and after RDS changes are finalized.
To be clear on that one, I've looked at it, and I don't believe the recommendation itself needs any changes. The surrounding text will, however, mention it. It already effectively says that.
All right. So we can remove this section amendment. The other one was to add under the implementation note that the review team does not have an input on the budget. Under recommendation for compliance, Susan will clarify that ICANN will not go on fact-finding missions, but use the information they currently have on hand. Susan will clarify that compliance enforces registrars to enforce data accuracy for registrants. And under the first recommendation, Volker will provide language to update recommendation 4.1 based on RRSG and NCSG comments.
That has Susan been done already.
All right. Susan will delete the portion of the recommendation that refers to sanctions and make a reference to it in the report text. And the second recommendation, Volker and Alan will work on rewarding R4.2 and add some metrics in for measurability and success of implementation.
And I believe we also presented a revised recommendation on that at the face-to-face and the last day.
All right, we'll go with this one too. Under data accuracy, so I can always double check recommendation numbering to ensure comment was in response to recommendation 5.9, 5 to 9 and adjust as needed. Under recommendation 10, privacy proxy services, delete to address Alan's comments or confirm whether Alan and Jackie should address it. On recommendation 11, comment interface, Susan and Volker to clarify that this recommendation was not specifically aimed at compliance. Recommendation 12, internationalized domain name, review team to review this section, and recommendation to decide if changes are needed. Review team needs to evaluate recommendation numbering and add a potential explanation in the executive summary.
Back on recommendation 10, does anyone remember what that is?
Yes, Alan. That was a discussion on the leadership call, I believe.
Sorry, but I don't remember what my comments were or what Lily was going to address on privacy.
Let me have a look. Lily, you have your hand raised.
Lily, go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Lily for the call. Actually, I added one line into the findings of this recommendation. I mentioned one sentence. There has been no way to enforce. Let me have a look. I mentioned one sentence. There has been no way to enforce the verification and the validation requirement to date. And you mentioned that this is true only prior to a review or also tickets on bad info about the proxy provider. So I agree with you. I'm thinking about reverting the sentence or just delete it. It doesn't
okay.
matter. I just delete the sentence.
Okay, it's now coming back to me. Thank you. I always get confused when someone tells me I made a comment and I don't remember it. All right, please.
So, yeah,
you can
make comments. Yeah, I'll make comments via the Google Doc again.
Okay, thank you, Lily. Jean-Baptiste, back to you on page
15. Thank you, Lily. Yes, thank you. So under objective number 3, law enforcement needs, there was an action item for MSFI to estimate the number of hours spent on the law enforcement survey in response to the MTSG request for estimated costs associated with conducting the survey, Catherine to bring this recommendation to GAC's attention, and Alan to EPDP. Clarify what regular means and include rational, first ex ante impact assessment, and evaluate new policies once they're in place.
Can I ask what the status is of the first item?
Ongoing.
That was an estimate of how many hours
MSSI
spent. Okay, thank you.
On the objective four, consumer trust, Alan and Erica to update section.
Okay, on that one, there was a clear misunderstanding. I left the meeting believing Erica said she would do a first pass at rewriting it, and then in the following week, she recalls that I said I would send her some notes, and neither of us communicated until a week or so ago. And at this point, I'm going to be sending her some notes, and she will do an update soon afterwards. There was a clear miscommunication, and it's not clear why, but it doesn't really matter at this point. But we are in touch, and we'll get it done.
All right. Under safeguarding registrant data, Alan to update recommendation, agreement to add ICANN board should consider whether and to what extent notifications of breaches should be publicly disclosed, and Alan to clarify recommendation in light of the section. Objective 6, ICANN contractual compliance. On first recommendation, Alan to reward recommendation so that it does not say the board should negotiate. The goal is to ensure the recommendation is not dictating a PDP but suggesting a change somehow. Under second recommendation, Alan and Volker to add more details to this recommendation to clarify the registrant fields being addressed in the recommendation. Additionally, the whole recommendation should be rewarded to better convey intent. Based on the updated recommendation in rational language, which was provided on 11th of December, Susan is to take the pen and update the relevant section of the report accordingly. Jackie to add an introduction to the extent that there are deliberations so far impact areas in the review. On the third recommendation, this one is to be deleted. Add this as a more targeted outreach in the relevant recommendation. Kathleen to clarify board options in a footnote. Recommendation number four, Alan to write to ICANN.org compliance and negotiate language to be added to relevant pages. If successful, recommendation would be deleted. And finally, under ICANN bylaws, Carlton to amend the recommendation to incorporate the word safeguarding the registrant data and provide clarification that the suggestion is then to postpone the topic to future reviews.
And I believe in all cases where the action was to update the recommendation, we do have an updated recommendation. I don't think any of them are pending at this point, although some of them may still need some minor rewording. All right. Thank you very much. I think that covers it. Is there any other business anyone would like to add? We all have a fair amount of work to do, either with specifically assigned or the general review of the document. That can't be done over the next week or so by most people, so you've got a little bit of time off, but towards the end of the month, we're going to have to put some intense effort into this. Jean-Baptiste?
Excuse me.
Yep, please go ahead.
This is Jackie Trapper for the record. Can you go back to page 17, please?
Sure.
With regard to CM2 in the last part with Jackie to add an introduction to the extent of their deliberations so far impact areas in a review. I just wanted to clarify who their was.
Gee, you're picky. Without any clarification, you can make it up yourself, you know.
Ooh.
Does anyone remember what is? Jackie to add an introduction. I presume that means an introduction. Jackie, I think at this point you can safely assume if we don't know what it means, you don't have to do it. It may become obvious as we do our detailed review what it meant, though.
Okay. And
that's
then
an,
I
that's,
have,
an, that's an executive decision, but anyone can override it if they think it's wrong. And I hear no one objecting.
Great. I then have another small request.
Okay.
I reached out to Erica with regard to the ICANN history links that she mentioned in our face-to-face meeting. I haven't heard back from her, so I was wondering if anyone else might be able to maybe point me in that direction. I can certainly do the research myself, but I thought maybe...
I thought she actually produced the links in the chat of that meeting.
I may be wrong, but...
Oh, go ahead, Catherine.
Because I showed them to her. There's the ICANN Who Is page, which has information on the... Hang on, I'm looking at it now. The ICANN Who Is policy page, my... In any case, I can provide the link that we were looking at so that you can that we can add it in the document, and that was the one she ended up being happy with.
Thank you, Catherine.
Fine.
Thank you.
I'll send it via email because I don't have access to the chat.
Perfect.
Anything else from anyone? Jean-Baptiste, are there any other than embarrassment and Jackie's going to have to work further into or past January, are there any other implications of us slipping a little bit? Because at this point I'm becoming less sure that we're going to make an end of January date, but it shouldn't be too far into February. Are there any other implications that we have to note other than potential cost and a little bit of embarrassment?
The implication I can think of right now is just to let language services know about that and cons.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't think so.
Okay. So let's say by the beginning of not next week but the week after that, meeting two weeks from today, we should make a decision on where we think we are at that point.
All right.
All right, then I'll turn it back to you for action items and anything else you need to report.
Thank you, Alan. In terms of action items, the one I had noted is for you, Alan and Jackie, to review and fill out the report section. And as you mentioned, we will not be sorry. So that's the only action item I have, and also just to clean up the list based on the input received during the review action item.
Okay, thank you very much. For those who managed to attend the meeting, I wish you all a good year and a productive year in all ways, and we'll see you again next week for hopefully another short meeting. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.